You're listening to the Premier Podcast Network.
Pick up all your favorite new merchandise from Roman Reigns.
Acknowledge me.
Cody Rhodes.
I have to finish the story.
LA Knight.
Let me talk to you.
And more using our exclusive link in the show notes. Click below and show your support today for your favorite WWE superstar at WWEshop.com.
Yeah!
Meanie!
Yes, Adam.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped, sir. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men ages 15 to 35. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code MINDMEANIE for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. And Meanie, I wanted to take a second here to talk about some men's health issues that are important to me. As you know, we've talked about on the show before. My family has a rare genetic predisposition to colon cancer. So cancer is something that is close to my heart. I lost my uncle. A couple of my cousins have had it as well. You know, and I constantly check myself too. I'm always doing preventative maintenance. How has preventative maintenance and men's health screening helped you in your life as well?
Men's health is no joke. Cancer has affected my family in many different ways. And I make sure to make it a point that I get checkups. I get checked. Mrs. Meanie, checks my body to see if I have any kind of like moles or anything like that. So as you get older, you got to, be more careful of, more mindful of your body. And it's awesome that Manscaped is teaming up and help raise awareness for cancer.
Absolutely. I remember as a kid, as a teenager, my first interaction with the idea of testicular cancer was actually from the Tom Green show. When Tom Green had a very famous and notable testicular cancer diagnosis. And that was when I started to make sure that I was doing routine checking. I think I was 14 or 15 years old at the time. So it's a very important thing for men across the world. And with this in mind, you can perform simple routine checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products you use every day, like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. I mean, it makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain Little John and the East Side Boys. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And Meanie, if you're like me and you don't like making a mess, this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean if you feel so inclined to. And you can bring this trimmer with you wherever you go, thanks to its wireless charging capabilities and its travel lock feature. In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support to fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That's why they'll be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS. That's manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny, educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off plus free shipping with using promo code MINDMEANIE. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens. So go to manscaped.com/TCS right now. Check out the information that they have going this month with Testicular Cancer Society and use promo code MINDMEANIE for 20% off plus free shipping. And we want to thank Manscaped as always for sponsoring the program.
This is the Mind of the Meanie. Here are your hosts, the Blue Meanie and Adam Barnard.
Into the world, according to former WWE superstar and ECW original, the Blue Meanie. We'll cover wrestling, music, movies, sports, and lots of useless knowledge, all contained in the Mind of the Meanie. I'm your tour guide, Adam Barnard, and he is the Blue Meanie. Meanie? What's on your mind?
Oh man, happy WrestleMania hangover. Man, what a show that we haven't seen yet because we're recording 2 weeks before. Wink.
From the future.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why we're doing this all Ask Meanie is because hectic week, and this is the best time we can get together to record 2 weeks of programming, a little inside baseball. But I nothing I love more than an entire episode.
Yeah.
Of Ask Meanies.
This is the 16th installment of Ask Meanie Anything. Now, generally speaking, we do this segment at the end of the show. We answer your questions that you tweet at us or send to us on our social media pages by using the hashtag Ask Meanie. But today we thought we were going to give you a WrestleMania themed Ask Meanie. We try to get everybody to ask questions. We got a lot of fun stuff too as well. Different questions coming in here. So don't forget every week, like I said, you can tweet us using the hashtag Ask Meanie. But I also want to just shout out the Pod Squad real fast, who's been here with us this morning. Go to patreon.com/mindoftheMeanie. Sign up today. Tiers starting at just $10 a month. So we're very excited for that. Meanie, we got, as always, we have our seltzer, sir. What did you bring today?
Hey, I threw a curveball. I knew I said I was going to be drinking pumpkin until, you know, well into the summer months. But I saw we had a case of Bowl and Basket brand, which is basically ShopRite brand, sparkling watermelon.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So I got a, I brought a throwback from my trip to Pittsburgh, sir, from our very first episodes together. I got some cheap shit from the vending machine. That's right. I brought it back. The clear American black cherry. This is my favorite seltzer here. I believe this is at Wegner's. Is that the name of the store? Is that the what it's called? Wegner's? Wegmans? Whatever it's called?
Oh, Wegmans, yeah. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Teasing. I'm throwing it back to the election. No, this is the black cherry. It's the best stuff on earth. And I bought a bunch of them, and then I drank them all on the way home, so I saved one for the show. So we're going to get these back in here in 3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah. God, fucking right, Dougie. That's good shit.
Pinkies up.
Oh, yeah. God, I missed that shit.
A good seltzer. That's a good seltzer.
Man. All right.
It stings the nostrils. It
burns the hair right in my nose here.
Yeah.
We've got a question here from Nate Smythe.
What's up, Nate?
Ford Sales. Want to shout you out as well. Thank you to giving me the lift home after night two of WrestleMania. It was a huge help. I appreciate you, sir. And if you're looking for a new vehicle, you go ahead and reach out to Nate Smythe over there at Sheraton Ford Sales. He is your
guy. I might be making a trip down there soon.
He is your guy. So, meaning we got a fuck, marry, kill here.
I don't know if I can answer this one, but yeah,
we'll see. Well, it's actually, you'll enjoy this one. Whataburger, In-N-Out, Five Guys.
Oh, there you go.
Feel free to answer. I will. I'm gone.
I love fucking Five Guys. No, I'm oh, hold on. Is that the... Oh, hold on. Oh, fucking wrong. Eventually. Hold on. Fuck, I thought I had a fucking ba-doom-tsh.
I forgot to do this. Are you ready to ask Meanie?
Yeah.
I forgot to ask you the question. Are you ready?
Ask me something.
There we go. We brought it back and do it right. Jumped into the seltzers. I was focused on the seltzers this time and not the question. But
it's totally understandable.
Let's rank them instead of F, Mary, Kill. Let's rank them. Where do you rank those burgers?
So what's the choices again? Five Guys.
Five Guys, In-N-Out, and Whataburger.
Well, just for the fact that I haven't had it, I'm going to kill Whataburger because I just haven't had it, so I can't say if it's good or not. So Whataburger's out, so it's In-N-Out or
In-N-Out and Five Guys.
I would have to say marry Five Guys. And fuck, In-N-Out. No pun intended. Yep. In-N-Out, you know. But you know, In-N-Out's good. But to California, I'm in Philly, and we have Five Guys here. So I'm married to Five Guys. and Whataburger I haven't had, so I have to get ixnay, give the old kill.
Yep.
Kill Whataburger. No offense to Whataburger, I just haven't had it.
Is there one in Philly?
I don't know.
I'm not even sure. I don't even know where. I'll have to Google it. I'm not sure where you find it.
I had a smash burger the other day, which was a little inside baseball. We were filming a commercial for the viewing party at the 2300 Arena, and they were showing all the food they were going to make for the party. Mm. And I was allowed to eat the food that they made. So I had like a couple smash burgers, had a cheesesteak egg roll, and a slice of pizza.
Oh, man.
Like a piece of shit.
See, it was probably amazing, though, man. The amount of food that I've had this past week, like, my soul has been
filled. Brother.
The cup is running over. I am feeling incredible right now. I have my Philly fill for probably the next week until I want to come back. But I'm going to kill Whataburger because I haven't had that either. I'd like to try it. Smash Burger is pretty good. There used to be one over in Malvern I used to go to. It was pretty solid. And I'm going to say fuck In-N-Out just because I can only do it when I'm in a certain area. I'm out of town. It's like the burger. What do they call it? It's like the burger affair, right? Or the burger side piece. When you're in a different zip code.
Burger Rendezvous.
Yeah, the Burger Rendezvous.
That'd be a good name for a fucking burger. The Burger Rendezvous. Burger
Rendezvous. Come and get us at the Burger Speakeasy. I'd say fuck In-N-Out. And again, not because I hate it. I love In-N-Out. I can only get it when I'm in certain spaces. And marry Five Guys. Even though Five Guys is like $40 for a burger now. Not great. Not great, guys.
But fuck, man, you eat that In-N-Out and it takes up every ounce of your fucking windpipe. Oh. You're just like, and you just feel the cheese sliding down. You're like,
You know, Carl, I know Carl's editing this. Hey, Carl.
Hi, Carl.
And him.
In-N-Out of Carl.
Gonna get In-N-Out of Carl. I just realized what you said.
I'm going to have five Carls.
Give me the five Carl special.
Oh, what a Carl.
I know that him.
I quit.
I'm done. I'm fucking done with this shit. This is ridiculous.
He throws his headphones in disgust.
I'm over this shit. I'm not doing this crap anymore. I've had it. You fucking weirdos. Him and his fiance Kat, they love In-N-Out and they live in Arizona, and I'm mad because they're always sending me pictures of their burgers all the time. And I'm like licking my screen cause I want to eat it. And it's,
shout out. I'm the same way. Cause people love to fucking tease me with the, Kewpie burger out in Lima. If you're in Ohio and you're, it's like an hour north of Dayton, hour and a half northwest of Columbus, our south of Toledo. Fucking Kewpie Burger and bless in Lima, Ohio. It was the inspiration for Wendy's.
Oh, that's right.
Dave Thomas used to eat at Kewpie as a kid, and if you go to Kewpie's, it's like just like eating Wendy's, but everything's locally sourced, you know?
It's so far away from Cleveland. I'm going to be in Cleveland for SummerSlam, I think. And I'm trying to find the distance between Lima and Cleveland. It's like 4 hours. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I think. Hopefully. Yeah. It's a 2.5 hour drive. Fuck. So I'll have to try it on the next ride out.
But last 2 years, I had a booking in Indiana. I was going to take a fucking like hour detour out of the way just to go to Lima, get a burger, you know, but worth it.
But, blessings.
Couldn't work out the timing from like when I leave Philly to when they close, you know, so. Yeah.
You know, Meanie,
What's that, Adam?
We hear this a lot. Every CBD company tells you that their product is the best. With quality control measures like lab testing and QR codes now becoming the standard, it can start to seem like all CBD brands are the same, but I'm here to tell you something, Meanie. They are not. Knowing what makes certain brands better will help you spend your money more wisely and have more confidence as you incorporate CBD oils, topicals, capsules, or gummies into your own wellness routine. And that's why we're proud to partner with Green Road CBD as an official sponsor of Mind of the Meanie. And Meanie, I know you're a longtime user of Green Road CBD. How has Green Road CBD helped you in your life?
Let me tell you, Green Road CBD is a product I've been using for years. And when we started Mind of the Meanie, I always was like, let's get Green Roads as a sponsor, because I use them almost daily, whether it's the gummies, you know, to take care of the aches and pains of 30 years of wrestling, the topical solutions to help my knees, help my back, help my elbows, help my shoulders. Green Road CBD has done everything to help me maintain a pain-free existence from all the years of wear and tear as a professional wrestler.
And to me, Meanie, that sounds like the Green Road's difference. And it comes down to a really few important points. They're just part of the reason that they've won industry awards year after year, earned thousands of five-star reviews, and have heard countless stories from customers just like you about the impact that those products have had on your life. So Green Roads is led by a compounding pharmacist with 25 years of experience helping her community getting healthy. For her and the entire company, it's more than just a job. It's a mission. And not all hemp sourcing is equal, Meanie. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. But they select their hemp from high-quality American farms. And also, not all lab testing is equal, which is why they use an accredited independent lab to conduct full panel tests on every single batch. And that's why Green Roads is an original manufacturer, not just a quote-unquote white label brand. So right now, you can go to greenroads.com, Meanie, and save 25% off of your entire purchase.
Wow.
25% off of everything, Meanie. That's huge. And all you have to do is go to their website right now, greenroads.com, and use promo code Meanie at checkout. It's 25% off your entire purchase by using promo code Meanie at greenroads.com. Own the day with Green Road CBD, and we thank them for sponsoring the program. Let's see. Robert Kelly, listener of the show, longtime listener, first time caller. What's up, Bobo? He's got two questions for you here.
Nice.
Andrew Bailey goes, "Hey, Carl, nice to see you."
From Billy Madison.
I need that sound clip. If someone could send that to me so I could put it on the board. "Hey, Carl, nice to see you." He's not even listening. Carl's just letting this audio run now. He's not even fucking at the board. He's doing something way more fun. He's out.
I gotta go take a shit.
The sounds I'm gonna make are gonna be better than listening to you two.
Fuck them, yeah.
I could just see exactly what he's doing, just sitting there shaking his head while he's listening to us. So Bob's got two questions for you this week. I'm going to read this list to you, and he wants to know what was the best
Baba Booey
to you. What was the best WrestleMania gimmick match and why? And I want to know, out of these choices, what your thoughts are on the best. So we have the Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon ladder match, Edge and Mick Foley's hardcore match, Goldust and Roddy Piper's backlot brawl, TLC from WrestleMania 17, AJ Styles and The Undertaker in the Boneyard match, and the Firefly Funhouse match. Which do you think was the best gimmick match and why?
Well, the best overall would have to be Razor and Shawn, because, I mean, had there ever been a ladder match of pro wrestling leading up to that? Yeah, sure. But that match in particular raised the bar for how anybody else could even possibly remotely think of having a ladder match. You bring up the Dudley's match, you know, TLC, whatever. It might have just been TNC, you know, just, you know, without the ladders, just the way Razor and Shawn, you know, reinvented that match. A typical ladder match was okay. Mm-hmm. But like the spots they would do with the ladders and the using the ladder as a weapon, just they elevated the game. And I would put that match up against any WrestleMania match. You know, the match that's near and dear to my heart is Savage Steamboat. Because mm-hmm. that was in my formative years. It's WrestleMania 3. I'm still a kid. I'm still going this closed circuit watching. And the story leading up to that was amazing. But that's Shawn and Shawn and Razor ladder match at WrestleMania 10. That's heads and shoulders above all the other matches mentioned right there.
For me, I'm going to have to agree with you there. I think from a technical perspective, just an overall match, it's Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon. All of these are unique and good in their own ways. But I think overall for me, as far as fandom and just as a wrestling person, Michaels and Razor, I will say, however, though, like my favorite personally, it's probably the Firefly Funhouse match. I just absolutely adore that match. There's just something so special and unique about it. I think it's probably, you know, unfortunately and regrettably, since Bray's no longer with us, I think it's kind of like his magnum opus, right? It's like just this incredible story from pillar to post. And I think for me, it defines that era of time when the world was shut down. It was like what the best, like this is how good wrestling can be even without being in front of people. You know, I would have loved to have seen him do more of that style with him. Unique, even if it was like a special, you know, like a TV special at some point. I think for me is like my personal favorite as far as like, you know, in depth. But I think those are good answers there. And Bobo's second question is there anything different you wish you could have done at WrestleMania 15?
I think everything I did at WrestleMania 15 was perfect. I knew going into that match, the focal point was on the match. And I knew that I had to make myself somewhat relevant to the match, you know, not just be, you know, background fodder or whatever. But I went into that match saying, hey, I might not be in this match, but I'm going to make sure those announcers say my match.
Yeah.
Say my name. Another word. Say my name. But I was like, I'm not in this match, but I'm going to make sure the announcers say my name. Even if I made it look like I was going to like hop in and do something crazy or whatever, or I just run by the table and stare at Lawler. Blue Meanie running around here looking like an idiot, you know? Okay.
All right.
And I knew we were involved in the finish, but just to add another element to what was going on, you know, just I knew, you know, WrestleMania, my hometown.
Yeah.
You know, my peoples, my folks. I had to make my presence known. So everything I did WrestleMania 15 was a blessing because, you know, I easily could have not been on WrestleMania, but you know, that's just, you know, the luck of the draw. You know, you go into the job squad disbands. But, you know, Goldust steals Al's head. I get the idea for Blue Dust, you know, which puts me in, you know, Goldust's orbit. We go from feuding to teaming. And that, you know, just, you know, a simple idea, you know, suggestion of bringing Blue Dust back led to me being with Goldust and then me being part of WrestleMania. So I have no regrets. I think everything was perfect. Everything was done the way it was supposed to be. You know, it's just like, you know, we didn't win the match. But the last thing from that match is me and Goldust, you know, me yelling at Ryan Shamrock and me and Goldust walking, hugging and walking off arm in arm to go into the next segment. I mean, Road Dogg won the match, but the last thing you see from that match is me and Goldust hugging and walking off. So, yeah, I would not change a thing.
David from Quakertown wants to know, Meanie, I know you were at WrestleMania 4 at Trump Plaza. What was your favorite match from the card, and what was your least favorite match?
Ultimately, my favorite match was, you know, Randy Savage winning the belt again from Ted DiBiase, because huge Randy Savage fan. It was weird to be in the era, in the Hogan era, and Hogan wasn't champion, which was just bizarre. You know, so we were going to get a chance to have another champion. And that belt looks, you know, that belt was made for like Randy Savage, right? The wing.
Yeah.
So to be in attendance for that was awesome. I love that it was in the convention center, but the convention center is like an echo chamber. So like all the sound, like the TV does no justice to like how actually loud it was in the building.
Yeah.
But you know, that crowd was loud, but just the acoustics, that's the word I'm looking at. The acoustics of the convention center was horrible. You know? So yeah, my favorite match would have been Savage DiBiase. You know, there's something beautiful about wrestling in that era where you knew something was special by the amount of flash bulbs that went off in the crowd, right?
Yeah.
Savage goes up for the elbow, and as he's flying, he's just lit up. He's littered in flash bulbs, just perfect, beautiful. That's something you kind of miss from today's wrestling, because everybody's got their phones and they ain't really using a flash, you know. Least favorite match. I don't know. I would have to think. I forget, who did One Man Gang wrestle?
I think it was. Let me see. Let me pull up the card here. I know he wrestled Savage at one point because he beat Bam Bam Bigelow. Then he got a bye in the second round because Jake Roberts and Rick Rude wrestled to a draw. So One Man Gang got to the semifinals and he wrestled Savage.
I don't know. I'd have to revisit that, but yeah. I just remember that somebody tried to hit somebody with a cane, not Singapore cane, but a cane. It just led to, or maybe One Man Gang got disqualified against Savage.
Let me find. I can't remember.
Yeah. Double check.
Yeah. It was a DQ. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So my memory's not that bad. So I would have to say One Man Gang against Randy Savage, just cause it was a non-finish. Not like there wasn't a pinfall. And I understand why they did it. They don't want One Man Gang to lose because they don't want him to lose traditionally.
Right.
Get pinned, because you don't want him to lose his luster, but you want Savage to advance in the tournament.
Yeah.
So that's probably my least favorite match just because it was a non-finish.
Matt from Dover wants to know, what was the greatest WrestleMania main event of all time?
Good Lord. There's been 40 of them.
Yep. Tough call, but we'll try to pick one.
Man. C- Greatest WrestleMania main event of all time. Do you have one while I think?
I have a few. The Mega Powers for me, I think, is probably my favorite. There was a couple stinkers, man. Like between like 29 and like 33, maybe, I think 34.
The Vegas one stunk.
Oh God. Yeah. WrestleMania 9 was the shits, dude.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I think, you know, obviously we, you know, excluding the most recent WrestleMania, WrestleMania 40, of course, cause we know what happened. Excluding that one, cause we want to let that one marinate. I would say probably the Mega Powers. I think that was probably my favorite main event of WrestleMania.
For me, it'd probably be Hogan Andre.
Yeah, that's
just true. for the enormity of it. And again, like you said, those two facing off in the ring and being, you know, flash bulbs and stuff like that. And you know, you could say, yeah, it wasn't the most technically sound wrestling match, but it didn't have to be.
Yeah.
So Andre, for, you know, his physical limits at the time with dealing with the back injury, they worked around that. And just that finish of the body slam and the fucking leg drop and the fucking flash bulbs, just the spectacle of it. I probably have to say Hogan Andre.
Yeah.
With maybe Daniel Bryan's a close second, just for the whole yes movement and, you know, everything that went into that, him going over to Connor.
Yeah.
Connor the Crusher after, you know, winning the belt, stuff like that. But everything that led up to that match and the odds he faced and still won. So, yeah, Hogan Andre with Daniel Bryan winning a close second.
I would say the only other one I can think about is Austin and Michaels from WrestleMania 14 with Mike Tyson. I think that for me was just an exciting match where Austin becomes the next guy. You know, he's the made man now. I really thought that one was fantastic. That's one of my favorite WrestleManias, just for nostalgia purpose. Like, I really like that one. So I think that was
and just watching Shawn Michaels in that match, knowing how fucking wrecked his back was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him just going down to pick up Austin, you see the pain in his face and you know it's legit.
Yeah.
You know, just he powered his way through that match. Mm-hmm. So from a performer's perspective, that was really good too.
Yeah. I also enjoyed 15, you know, like I enjoyed that one. It was the first, I think the first Rock and Austin main event. There was also somebody else that was there that I'm aware of, somebody in somebody's corner. I can't remember which one it was a guy with blue hair, if I recall correctly, some guy I know was there. You know, I mean, like I said, there's a bunch of good ones. It's just, it's hard to say for sure which one's your favorite. Meanie.
Yes, Adam.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped, sir. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men ages 15 to 35. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code MINDMEANIE for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. And Meanie, I wanted to take a second here to talk about some men's health issues that are important to me. As you know, we've talked about on the show before. My family has a rare genetic predisposition to colon cancer. So cancer is something that is close to my heart. I lost my uncle. A couple of my cousins have had it as well. You know, and I constantly check myself too. I'm always doing preventative maintenance. How has preventative maintenance and men's health screening helped you in your life as well?
Men's health is no joke. Cancer has affected my family in many different ways. And I make sure to make it a point that I get checkups. I get checked. Mrs. Meany, checks my body to see if I have any kind of like moles or anything like that. So as you get older, you got to, be more careful of, more mindful of your body. And it's awesome that Manscaped is teaming up and help raise awareness for cancer.
Absolutely. I remember as a kid, as a teenager, my first interaction with the idea of testicular cancer was actually from the Tom Green show. When Tom Green had a very famous and notable testicular cancer diagnosis. And that was when I started to make sure that I was doing routine checking. I think I was 14 or 15 years old at the time. So it's a very important thing for men across the world. And with this in mind, you can perform simple routine checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products you use every day, like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. I mean, it makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain Little John and the East Side Boys. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And Meany, if you're like me and you don't like making a mess, this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean if you feel so inclined to. And you can bring this trimmer with you wherever you go, thanks to its wireless charging capabilities and its travel lock feature. In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support to fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That's why they'll be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS. That's manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny, educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off plus free shipping with using promo code MINDMEANY. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens. So go to manscaped.com/TCS right now. Check out the information that they have going this month with Testicular Cancer Society and use promo code MINDMEANY for 20% off plus free shipping. And we want to thank Manscaped as always for sponsoring the program. Let me go to the Twitter machine here. We're going to a couple questions here. Where is Aaron's question? Let me find it real fast. Sorry, folks. A little technical difficulty. Here we go. Aaron Atherton wants to know, what's up, Aaron? What's going on, man? Appreciate the question, brother. This question is for both of you. What match from any WrestleMania stole the show, in your opinion?
Stole the show?
Yeah.
For a Savage Steamboat. You know, that wasn't the main event, but, a lot of people said, Savage Steamboat stole the match. And when they had their after party afterwards, after WrestleMania party, a lot of people were, lining up to talk to, Randy and Savage and Steamboat about their match. And a lot of the wrestlers within the industry were raving about that match. So, Hogan and Andre drew the house.
Yeah.
But Savage and Steamboat stole the show just because from a straight up, performance, because at that time you really never saw a match quite like that, with that many false finishes and stuff like that. But Savage Steamboat definitely stole the show. But it's going on to be some of the best, your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestling match, kind of prestige.
I have a couple. I have two that I can think of. And I think it's from the same show, if I recall correctly. Was it TLC? Was it the first one or the second one where Edge hits that crazy spear on one of the Hardy Boys?
WrestleMania 17?
That's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, for me, TLC is one that really stole the show in a big way.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just like an incredible performance. Like those guys should just, all three of them, if they're not all in the Hall of Fame, they should be now just for that match. Like that is, anytime I'm talking to anybody about wrestling, that's one of the first matches I point to go watch. Cause it's just, it's such an incredible performance. but then I think Hogan and Rock, Was that WrestleMania 17 or WrestleMania 18?
Hogan Rock.
I think.
Hogan Rock was 17.
No, it was 18.
The first one. What's that?
It was 18, I think, wasn't it?
The whoever one was from Houston.
Let me go take a look here. No, yeah, it was 18. You're right. 18.
My bad.
You're okay. No, that's the one I was just, but again, like, and there's been a lot of talk about that, you know, kind of post.
Well, technically, yeah, I botched it because the WrestleMania before that was WrestleMania 2000. They technically didn't call it WrestleMania 17.
Right. Right.
It's technically WrestleMania 17, but they call it 2000. So that's where I botched it. No, that's why I thought Houston was 17 for some reason.
That's okay. I think in hindsight, it probably would have been the best option to put Hogan and Rock last. I think.
Yeah. Even Jericho and Triple H said that.
Right. And I mean, Jericho and Triple H, that's the championship match. But like, how do you follow that match?
You don't.
You can't. There's nothing you can do to follow that. And I think it was a disadvantage for them. I think that, like, there's no way to top something like that. You know, I still, in some respects, I still wish we would have gotten Austin and Hulk that match. But I know that there were extenuating circumstances on both sides. And I think there was a lot of ego on both sides as well that we never got that. But
just a little bit of heat.
Yeah, just a little bit. I think, you know, it's the old school and the new school. I get it. Like, it's, you know,
a little simmer,
a little let it simmer there. I think that no one expected the crowd reaction that Hogan was going to get coming back, which I think derailed a significant portion of where the NWO was supposed to go inside WWE, which is a disaster. We can talk about that at another time, but, no, I think Hogan and Rock, if you want to talk about the ultimate show stealer, that I think is the one for me.
Yeah.
Andrew Bailey, Shackleford.
Shackleford!
What up, dude? This one is kind of a technical question. If Paul Heyman's Hall of Fame is Friday night, I wonder how it will affect former ECW wrestlers going to his Hall of Fame speech if the tribute to the Extreme is on Friday night. So I guess this is a post-mortem question, but do you think that any appearances at the Tribute to the Extreme will be affected because of Paul Heyman? So we know the answer now, but what do you think?
I think they would have done that already by now.
Yeah.
You know, I know there one person couldn't make the Tribute to Extreme because I think he might be doing something over at, you know, with WWE, and that was Al. Al Snow. But I don't think if it was going to affect people's appearances at Tribute to Extreme, I think it would have happened already by now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think we would have heard about it by now. I think it probably would have already been addressed before we got to this point. So
yeah, we are pissed. I think we're at the point of no return. You know, that would be crazy if they tried to pull the entire card to come over for the speech, you know. Yeah. So
yeah, that'd be a lot of movement.
I don't think they would do that.
Ryan Kane from 10th Ward Barbershop has a question for us today. Oh. Yeah. He wants to know, in your opinion, what was the bigger miss in a WrestleMania loss to Triple H? Booker T or Sting?
Sting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be Sting's. It was his first WrestleMania ever. And nothing's guaranteed. So not knowing if he was going to come back for another WrestleMania moment. I think Sting should have definitely got a Mania win. You know, Triple H has more than, you know, Triple H has plenty of Mania wins, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what the tally is, but, yeah, definitely, Sting should have won.
Yeah. I think, it's hard because I think that there's an argument for either one on either side for me. Right.
Yeah.
especially a lot of the like really nasty stuff they were doing with Booker T. Like a lot of the not so great, you know, racially charged stuff that they were talking about, you know, during the promos and stuff. I was shocked to see Booker lose that match. Like I was like, this doesn't make a ton of sense. Like, why would you build it up to this point only for him to not go over?
Right.
I didn't understand that booking decision. I think for me, they're probably both equal. I don't know. It's hard for me to choose because I think they're both really terrible booking decisions. I mean, just if being honest, like, and I've never booked anything, right? I'm from a fan perspective. Excuse me. I don't see how you could bring either of these guys in, make them and build them to be such big esteemed characters, and you're building these stories and then you have them lose. Like it just didn't make a ton of sense to me. And I think unfortunately that's the legacy of Sting and WWE, is that loss. And it's like, shit, like he didn't even get really a chance to get off the ground, because then he gets hurt in the match with Seth Rollins and then that's it. Like he's done until he goes to AEW, and it's not great. You know, it wasn't a good thing. So, no, I think that would have been, well, let me ask you this. Adam from Downingtown wants to know, if Sting hadn't have been hurt, do you think Sting and Undertaker would have eventually happened if he had been able to remain healthy?
Great question.
I know we're fantasy booking a little bit, and we know the reasons why, but I'm curious to know if you think they could have overcome that.
I would have hoped so. You know, that's the match. A lot of, you know, people want it. You know, there's plenty of fake match trailers made up for it. You know, Sting Undertaker movie trailer type match trailers made for the, you know, where like literally the Undertaker and Sting had like similar character videos made, and somebody just did a mashup of both of them, and it looked like they were both going to, you know, wrestle each other. I would have hoped so. That's what the fans wanted, you know. So if he hadn't gotten hurt, I that's something I would have hoped for. I definitely wish they had done a Boneyard match. So yeah. You know, yeah, but yeah. I would like to think they did.
Yeah, I think that, again, that's going to be the biggest miss, and I'm hopeful that at someday maybe, you know, Sting and Undertaker at least have a showdown in the ring. Who knows? At least a face-off, just so you can get the pictures and everybody's happy, and then you can send them home on their merry way. But before we send you home on your merry way, I have one more question for you today from our good friend Carlo Carlson, our unofficial Mind of the Meanie photo editor. Each and every week, he makes these great, ridiculous photoshops for us based on the things that we talk about on the program. Hello, Blue and Goob. Hello, sir, to you.
Hello.
This week, I think I have a legitimate question for you guys. We love it, and we love illegitimate questions, too. What do you want to send us? In light of CM Punk plugging the Jim Cornette experience this past couple weeks on Monday Night Raw,
God damn.
I wonder, what is the Blue Meanie and Adam's Wendy's order? Me, I get what's on sale or the Jim Cornette special, which is, I think, double cheese, double onions, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the classic double.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm feeling particularly like a piece of shit, I'll get the triple. I like the classic double or classic triple. And instead of fries, I get a... Much to Mrs. Meanie's dismay, I get a bowl of chili.
Oh no!
Yeah, so yeah, with a Diet Coke.
I'm trying to watch my finger.
Yeah.
No, that's a solid order, man. Me, I'm a Baconator guy. I love Baconator. That's usually my go-to order when I go to Wendy's. Sometimes if I am feeling squirrely too, I'll get some nuggets on the side just to have, so I can pick while I'm waiting to get home. There's no way to eat a Baconator nicely, right? It's like, it's just a sloppy mess, and there's no way you can actually, there's no way you can actually physically eat this. So usually it's a Baconator, or it's, you know, a side of fries. And I usually try to get Mr. Pibb if they have it at the location. Cause I know Wendy's is the place that keeps Mr. Pibb. That's
Mr. Pibb is Dr. Pepper without the college.
without the degree. He's the guy that went to state school and partied too hard. Yeah. No, that's usually my go-to. But if I'm in a pinch and I'm like driving by, I'm like, oh shit, I need to grab something. I'm starving. I'll usually get a JBC, a junior bacon cheeseburger. That's usually throw three or four of them back. Man, chef's kiss, brother.
Wendy's is a good burger. It's a superior burger.
It is.
I don't know where my life things changed, but I cannot eat Burger King.
You know, here's the thing. If I get Burger King, I'm getting the chicken sandwich. I'm not getting a Whopper.
I used to prefer Burger King to a lot of things. I would get like a Burger King burger and then go get McDonald's fries. Mm-hmm. But now I can't even eat Burger King. I don't know why.
I love those.
Funny how things change, you know.
Love the chicken sandwich, like the Long John that they have there. So that's my go-to when I go to Burger King. But there used to be one that was up the street from us here in I guess it'd be Thorndale. That's been closed since before we moved to Pittsburgh. Like it just randomly shut down, and like they've never done anything with the space. The one in Westchester's gone to. I don't even know where the closest Burger King is.
There used to be one right near me on Front Street.
Oh right,
and that just abruptly shut down, and I think they're turning that into a hair salon or something like that. God,
I'm actually weird. I'm on the Google machine right now just because I want to find out where the nearest BK Lounge is, because I have no idea where the closest one is. Let me see. Let me put in my.
I mean, there's no short of fucking commercials.
Honestly,
what's more recognizable now? The opening baseline from the Burger King commercial or the opening baseline from Seinfeld?
Oh, man.
They're both like that. They're both got that fucking Brutus Beefcake.
There's one on Airport Road in Coatesville. I don't even know where that. Oh, that's farther down. That's weird. I don't even know where that's at. There's one on Westchester Pike. Okay, so there's a couple here, but most of them are just like really far as one King of Prussia. I don't even know. Let me see. What's the zip code? 19103. That's Philly. Let's see where the closest one is down there. There's one on the Boulevard, or on Delaware Avenue, rather. There's one on Oregon, 8th Street, Lehigh Avenue, 69th Street. Nice. nice. I know Carl just said it too. I can hear him. 69. Knife.
Carl.
Hey, Carl. So there's a couple of locations. Again, it's like I'm not going to go out of my way to get it. If there's a Wendy's up the road, I mean, McDonald's is there, but if I'm going to stop for fast food, I'm going to like binge, man. Give me fucking Wendy's all day. I don't know.
As far as like a national chain, Wendy's is.
Yeah.
I mean, because like, you know, In-N-Out's particular to a region.
Yeah.
Five Guys is sporadic. Wendy's is pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that is a superior burger.
I would say folks have said, you know, it's the third promotion, if you will. It's the ECW of Burger King. But I'd argue it's the, you know, it's the top dog, just like ECW was for a time.
There. Yeah.
Because it was. Yeah. You had to be there to understand. But I'm glad that you are here today listening to this program with Meanie and I and sending us your questions. We appreciate your questions each and every week. Don't forget to tweet us again using the hashtag AskMeanie, and we will ask your questions on the show. We hope that you are settling in after WrestleMania. Your week has been crazy, I'm sure. We're glad that you've joined us here on the show to give you a little bit of reprieve here. Ask some questions outside of the WrestleMania wheelhouse as well. But we want to thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel or hit subscribe wherever you're listening to the show. Leave us a 5-star review, comment, like, subscribe, give us all the information. Tell a friend about the show because we would love that. So, Meanie, I want to thank you for being here again today for the 16th installment of Ask Meanie Anything. And I want to know, sir, where can everyone keep up with all things blue when they're not listening to the program?
If you would like to follow the Blue Meanie in all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @BlueMeanieBWO on all forms of social media. To support the Blue Meanie, go to prowrestlingtees.com/Blue Meanie. To support Mind of the Meanie, go to prowrestlingtees.com/Mind of the Meanie. Cow and Elbow, the wrestling brand, go to cowandelbowbrand.com. Use coupon code Meanie or use coupon code Mine and save 10% over there at cowandelbowbrand.com. MadCatBeardCare.com. Get the Blue Spruce Beard Oil and Balm. Shout out to Josh Thornton doing an amazing job over there with the cats, taking care of them, making them healthier and better than he found them. He goes out and rounds up to all the feral cats, takes them to the vet, and gets them feeling better. And if you're a cat lover like myself, go to MadCatBeardCare.com. The Ultra Pro Wrestling video game coming to all major consoles. All majors consoles. I can't speak today.
All major consoles. We're
all tired. Yeah, brother. Ultra Pro Wrestling contains not only original characters by the amazing Hal Haney, but many real wrestlers, including myself. Like I said last week, they just announced Davey Boy Smith, the Killer Bees, and Magnum TA, which is awesome. Go to ultraprowrestling.com or follow them on Twitter at UPW Video Game. That's ultraprowrestling.com or Twitter at UPW Video Game. The Figure Collections Bone Crushing Series 1 variants of the Blue Meanie are available now. All Series 1s can be ordered right now at shop.figurecollections.com. That's shop.figurecollections.com. Type Blue Meanie in a search bar. Pick Old School Blue Meanie or BWO Blue Meanie. Either way, there are no wrong choices. To have the Blue Meanie on your podcast, go to podstars.net. That's podstrz.net. Register your podcast. Book the Blue Guy and let's have fun over there at podstars.net. Cameo.com/Blue Meanie BWO for birthdays, holidays, and well wishes. Please book through the site. Don't book through the app. The app takes a huge chunk of the proceeds. You want to spend your hard-earned money over there at Cameo and make sure the talent gets it. So but go to cameo.com/BlueMiniBWO. But most importantly, Mr. Bernard, where can we find you, sir?
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads, Twitter for now. Still making that decision on whether or not I'm going to jump ship off that fucking sinking iceberg there, or sinking ship rather, that's crashing the iceberg. But you'll find me there now at This Is Goober. Yes, it's my handle. No, I'm not changing it. It's a brand pal. So go and follow me there and keep up to date with all things Goob. You can also go to foundationradio.net or youtube.com/@foundationradiopod. Check out the other show, Foundation Radio. And check out all of my content from WrestleMania Week. My vlog will be up there. All the interviews from Interview Row and any of the fun shit that I did during the week is all going to be right there. So go and check it out today. The Feinberg Method. Use promo code Goober and save up to 20% off of your entire purchase. My trainer, Brad Feinberg, is ready to help you with your physical and mental well-being. So go to thefeinbergmethod.com. Shout out to the homies at the 10th Ward Barbershop in downtown Lawrenceville on the outskirts of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The homie Kane is ready to make you look like a superstar. Go to the 10thWardBarbershop.com right now and schedule your appointment. ProWrestlingTees.com/Foundation Radio. ProWrestlingTees.com/Mind of the Meanie. Pick up a shirt and keep the lights on at Casa de Meanie and the Barnard Home for Wayward and Troubled Youth. Want to give a shout out to Carl Pinnell again for ripping on him a little bit here, but I also want to give a plug to his fiance Kat and her jewelry. If you're looking to pick up something really incredible for your girlfriend, your wife, your mistress, even if you want to, I don't recommend that, but if you wanted to, go and follow her right now on Instagram at Wild Ride Silver. Pick up a piece of her incredible work. Her drops happen and then they sell out quickly, so make sure you keep your alerts on and go ahead and pick up a piece from her. But also sign up today at patreon.com/mindofthemeanie. Tiers start at just $10. And you can see us recording our beautiful faces every single week. Don't forget to follow us on socials at Mind of the Meanie across the board there. We are also going to be on Threads shortly. So go ahead and follow us on those platforms. Meanie, I want to thank you again for doing the program.
Thank you.
A couple of sound effects I forgot today.
Yeah, of course. I can't remember what regular air smells like.
Wouldn't be an Ask Meanie anything without all three of those in a row. So I want to thank the Pod Squad again for being here. We want to thank you for listening each and every week. We appreciate you. So for the Blue Meanie, I am Ask Meanie. Join us again each and every week as we take a trip through the mind. Please.
This episode of Mind of the Meanie is hosted and executively produced by the Blue Meanie and Adam Barnard. It was mixed and engineered by Carl Pinnell. Additional narration is provided by the executive voice, Sam Krepps. That's me. Our intro music was performed by the Swamp Candles. Our outro music was performed by Chikara. Additional musical accompaniment is performed by Enrichment. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or X or whatever, at Mind of the Meanie, and become part of the Pod Squad by going to patreon.com/mindofthemeanie. Find our entire show archive at mindofthemeanie.com. This has been a Butts Carlton Media production. Butts Carlton Proprietor.
Dad, why does Blue Meanie's brain out?